Even though psychoanalysis is today in eclipse, the talking cure has lived on, and psychologists have generally assumed that telling the trauma story in great detail will help people to leave it behind. That is also a basic premise of cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which today is taught in graduate psychology courses around the world. Although the diagnostic labels have changed, we continue to see patients similar to those described by Charcot, Genet, and Freud. In 1986, my colleagues and I wrote up the case of a woman who had been a cigarette girl at Boston's Coconut Grove nightclub when it burned down in 1942. During the 1970s and 1980s, she annually reenacted her escape on Newbury Street, a few blocks from the original location, which resulted in her being hospitalized with diagnoses like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. In 1989, I reported on a Vietnam veteran who yearly staged an armed robbery on the exact anniversary of a buddy's death. He would put a finger in his pants pocket, claim that it was a pistol, and tell a shopkeeper to empty his cash register, giving him plenty of time to alert the police. This unconscious attempt to commit suicide by cop came to an end after a judge referred the veteran to me for treatment. Once we had dealt with his guilt about his friend's death, there were no further reenactments. Such incidents raise a critical question. How can doctors, police officers, and social workers recognize that someone is suffering from traumatic stress as long as he reenacts rather than remember? How can patients themselves identify the source of their behavior? If their history is not known, they are likely to be labeled as crazy or punished as criminals rather than helped to integrate the past.